Breaking news coverage, an American journalist has been beheaded by ISIS terrorists.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
From the WGN Tower.
Remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
He's down on the phone.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say
WGN.
FM. Right here. Here.
Good afternoon, Hong Kong and St. Louis.
Here.
Breaking news. Rudy Chavez was arrested in Albuquerque after breaking into a home and holding a man hostage. And he stole cash, a TV, and the guy's car. Before that, Rudy held the victim at gunpoint while he, Rudy, showered and shaved.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you hold someone hostage while you shower and shave? When Rudy did a "How's your father" in the shower, that's when you grab his gun. Or when he shaves underneath his nose, don't you grab the gun then? How do you put the shaving cream on with one hand?
That's a mystery.
Developing story. The ultimate in bad timing. An elderly woman injured her arm when she fell in a 10-acre corn maze in England. The paramedics had a hard time getting her out of the maze. Go left.
Yes.
Go right.
Nah.
No, go straight.
Yes.
Left, right.
Nah.
Ah!
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
In my head, I hear the Benny Hill music when these guys are trying to get her out of the maze. And for the grounds crew last night at Wrigley trying to put the tarp on the field.
When the hell will the baseball begin anyway, huh?
Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting from the Super G, the Streamliner, on the Gear Force, WGN.FM, Chicago.
Tonight, better coverage and heavier storms may impact up to 60% of the area.
Well, Tom is anxious to get going, apparently. Tom?
Downpours, hail and wind gusts.
Talking to somebody.
Not me.
Companies the stronger thunderstorm cell.
Okay, leave this up. Whatever this is.
Him or?
Yes, Tom. Whatever.
Sunny skies turning hot and humid in the afternoon. Chance of an isolated late-day thunderstorm. High 93, but mid to upper 80s immediate lakeshore. Friday, mostly sunny, hot, humid, high 91, but mid-80s.
He's playing the Benny Hill music.
And Sunday, mostly sunny, hot,
it applies
humid,
to so
peak
much.
Heat indices approaching 100 on Sunday, high 93. I'm Tom Skilling in the WGN Weather Center.
Got that right down now, Tom?
Thanks a lot, Nick. Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Tom? Hey, Tom? It's not really his fault, because usually I play commercials after Leslie. It gives him a little more time, so... He thinks he has that window. I should have let you know.
Gary, how are you? I'm
good.
Sorry about that. Yeah,
We're probably not going to play commercials after Leslie because David Hochberg is playing commercials at the end of his show, and we don't want to have all these commercials collide.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. It kind of threw me for a
loop
here.
But how appropriate the stories I had featured the Benny Hill music, which is when things are just going kind of screwy.
Yes.
And it just seemed to fit.
Yeah.
So don't worry your pretty little head.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Sorry about that.
I appreciate your effort on this. You don't get paid. You're doing it because you love the game.
Gary,
and
I'll
I don't
tell
mean
you,
the sports station.
Working with
because
you
if
is...
you do, they'll put you on that. So I got to protect my turf.
Working with you is one of the highlights of
now,
my
working
broadcast
with you,
day.
No, let me unbuckle my pants.
Yeah.
Working with you. No, working with no, working with you. I did not see the Cubs game last night.
Boy, that must have... What have they only made it to...
Four and a half innings,
yeah.
But that's an official game.
Wow.
And
they called it at 1:30 or something?
Yeah, and the Giants are in the playoff hunt, so they were PO'd. They wanted to finish the game, obviously. They were, well, they lost 2-0.
So what was the story? The last I heard last night was we didn't cover them on TV, so they had a rain delay going. And why was it that they were so delayed? Because that thing only ran for a limited period of time.
The rain?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had that same question when I heard this story because... When I left the building, it was kind of coming down.
Right.
And I thought, oh, should I go back and get an umbrella? And I thought, I don't have that far to go. Get to the car, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But
It started to get heavier, and I thought, okay, I'm a little wet, but I'm good. And the funny thing is, yesterday I wore cream-colored pants.
Yeah.
And I had an incident years ago where I went to a Bears game with this woman, and we both had light-colored clothing on.
Yes.
And we decided to leave a little early and try to catch a cab. So we're about 5-10 minutes from Soldier Field walking down Lakeshore Drive, and we get caught in this downpour.
Yeah.
Now, I got the light-colored pants on. She's got the white blouse on.
Yeah.
And we're all see-through. It's like that X-ray vision ad in the back of comic books. Now you can see just about everything. And we're underneath a tree.
Gotcha.
Now we're thinking, well, let's see if we can flag a cab down and run right to the cab.
It's kind of like the rain-induced version of what the TSA sees of
exactly.
all this when we go through the little scanners. Yeah.
What
a
day to wear light pants.
I know. Rather unfortunate.
As Leslie Nielsen would say in Naked Gun.
I thought I remembered you talking about some problems with cream-colored pants one time before.
Well, that was last week when I went to get some hot chocolate in the machine. I hadn't used the machine in a while.
Oh, yeah. And that
and
sprayed out.
And the thing
out
hit the rim and started to spray all over. That's the day I wore the cream-colored pants, too. So now from the knees down,
I got
all these hot chocolate marks.
I think, Gary, it's probably, you know, nature telling you to stay away from cream-colored pants
something
or something. There's
like
some
that
kind of message in this.
But
from,
I'll tell you what, my friends at CD1 Price Cleaners, they know that I'm a spiller. They go right to the table and start getting all the spots off. So I have complete faith that they will clean those pants up.
Well, and they give it, what is it, a great cup of coffee, and you're emailed when they're ready. So, I mean, you know, it's just...
Yeah, I have no complaints.
No.
Good to have them.
Right. And so spill away, right, Gary?
And I am... My daughter and wife make fun of me all the time. I can't seem to go through a meal without getting a spot on something.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way with my ties. I get them all over the place, you know, these spots. So, I don't know why that is.
But
I
got to the car, and then it really poured, so the timing was good.
But
I didn't know that it had rained.
No.
So that was, what time did they pull that or try to pull that tarp on? Because the game was underway, and I thought all the rain had pretty much moved out. I don't know what the hell happened there.
There was a mishap with when they pulled the tarp out. They didn't pull it out correctly, and there was a big... It didn't cover all the field.
That's what it
and
was.
And then there was so much water on the tarp.
Because they pulled it out too late.
And it came down so hard that they couldn't push it more because it was too filled with water.
Okay. But the whole point of that exercise is, isn't there somebody at the ballpark that's looking at weather radar?
Well,
access to weather radar because
they're dealing with
people outdoors in the summer.
Right.
You got to be up for that.
I'm sure they're watching it very closely. The interesting thing about that little shower was it was just a little thing. I mean, it literally went right over, and I'm sure it poured like gangbusters, like the ones did yesterday at noon, because we've got all that moisture in the air. And these went out over the lake. They towered to 57,000 feet. We've gotten some amazing lightning photos out of that, by the way.
Anita Dix?
No, Anita wasn't in on this one. We had some other ones. One came in from Michigan City, another one looking out over the shore, offshore at the lightning strikes out onto the lake from this storm.
I thought the Cubs had put in a sophisticated drainage system a few years ago.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember that, too.
I'd get some money back on that one. I always like when
they've got to get the PermaSeal people in there, Gary.
PermaSeal,
you know?
All these people are available.
Right.
I like watching those guys pull that tarp off. It seems very 1910.
Yeah.
It seems very old. I picture guys in straw hats sitting in the crowd when I see that. You'd think there'd be a better way. It seems very clumsy and outdated, but...
Well, that's what happened yesterday.
Well, again, there's your proof.
So, in other words, then the game couldn't resume for all those hours?
They called it at 1:10 in the morning.
Right.
After that delay, are you telling... Well, I guess the water was so pooled that they couldn't get it off.
Gotcha. And so for how long were they?
Four and a half hours.
4.5 hour delay?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the Giants are livid because, again, they're in the hunt and they wanted to play this thing.
Forgive me. I must seem like I'm on another planet. I've been so busy with these thunderstorms and this heat wave coming in, I didn't even see all this. So I saw some tweets to this effect that there was something about the ground crew there, and I didn't know. Now I understand what that was all about. I didn't read them carefully. So, when they reported on the noon show that the thing had been called at 1:30 in the morning, I remember that. What was it, a couple weeks ago when we were on at 1:30 in the morning with the longest ball game they had ever had? But I thought, what happened to create this last night? Well, there it is. It's the tarp.
Again, that is the whole point of having these guys be ready and get it out there fast enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the breakdown was. And then I thought, again, they had paid for this big drainage system a few years ago.
Right, right.
What's that all about?
I don't know. Apparently it doesn't work.
Well, they won. That would be in the past. Maybe their luck is reversing. In the past, they would have had that happen and lost. But they won.
Well, we'll take a win anytime, any way we can get it, right? That's good.
But I saw where the MLB is probably not going to do anything. The Giants wanted to get something for the effort and maybe replay the last half of the game, but it said they're not going to be able to
do it. Huh?
No.
Huh.
Not going to do it.
Not.
But the ending of the story I started with when we were drenched at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
So we finally found it. We ran up to it and kept her. Because you could see everything. I mean, it was X-ray vision. We were sopping wet. You got to look at the weather when you're wearing cream-colored pants.
I guess so.
If you're going to be outside, it's just or you have to have thick underwear on.
You know, maybe I could come up with a forecast. Now this is a whole user group.
You can put that on your little weather forecast.
We could have a little sub forecast. You know, for those wearing cream-colored clothing.
Mark, Micah, if you're going out tomorrow, right. Got to tell you, it might be a downpour.
Cream-colored pants tomorrow? Not a good idea.
Yeah, go darker.
Right.
So who's going to be the co-anchor with Mark on the 5 o'clock and the 4 o'clock? Because Lourdes is moving to the morning show.
Gosh, you know something?
You don't know?
I don't know.
You are busy.
I know. We had a meeting yesterday, but about that time the blog crashed and we had those storms going through, so I was kind of out of the loop on that.
Yeah, Lourdes is moving to the morning show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good
and
for Lourdes.
Aaron McElroy is going back into the helicopter only.
Uh-huh.
And Lourdes will co-anchor with...
Ponce,
one of the 16 Ponce brothers.
Yeah.
I think Micah works still with Sapelsa.
Uh-huh.
At 5, but maybe somebody is new at 4.
Could be. You know what? I'll check into that. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, in about 2 weeks, you'll just walk in and go, who are you? Oh, I'm the new anchor.
Holy smokes. I feel like I'm just like the world has passed me by here the last 24 hours. I didn't know
you
that.
You really have to be looking at all these different Internet sites to see what's going on. Half the time, I don't know until I look at those sites if I'm working here, there, or anywhere.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
That's where I found out.
They keep me abreast, yeah. I got to find out usually from other people on the street what the hell's going on.
Well, I remember when John Drury was hired here. I was walking around town, and somebody said, oh, John Drury's coming to work with you. I said, oh, is that right? So I always get it. I've told Rob Feeder I'll probably find out about the demise of my career in his column, you know. And he said, no, that's all right. I'll call you first.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
Nice touch. 312-521-8600. That is the phone number and the text number.
Yeah.
And apparently, Kreef told me that the podcast from yesterday was not labeled properly.
Oh, no.
On one
was
side.
Was it high speed again?
I don't. It's crazy.
Good. I know.
Every time I come, you know that the podcast was misdated, and then I'll see the text. You know, your audio is very low.
I know, Gary.
Leslie's is very high. And everything sounds, the sad, funny, I don't know what part, in my headphones, everything sounds, maybe this thing isn't even hooked up. Maybe it's just hooked up right here in the room, and they just.
Yeah, maybe we're just doing this for
placating
ourselves
me.
Here. That, could that be?
Levels are the same every day.
Yeah, this might all be a simulator. This might not be over anything. Yeah. Just let him go in there and pretend like he's talking.
Right. We're doing kind of like auditions in case they decide that they want to really send this out again or something like that.
He's
a
savage. Let him die.
Right.
Yeah.
Let him lose his soul.
Let him lose his soul. He's a savage.
Well, that's why everybody walks by here and they look and they sort of smile.
Because
they're telling him, look,
talking.
They think they're doing
that. They're
something.
Talking to
keep
themselves.
Keep talking. Yeah, you're doing fine.
Right.
Everything's great.
Right.
I walk by these offices and management is in these offices meeting with these other on-air people everywhere. I don't even know if they know where I've moved to. I haven't seen, today I saw Dilbert First time since I got back from vacation, but I haven't seen anybody else. Well, but you walk by these offices, and they're in these closed-door sessions, and I'm thinking, I think I'm better off.
Yeah.
There are all these meetings.
Well, today the head of sales came downstairs, opened the door, and said, wow, what does that smell?
I smelled.
And I said, that's Gary's incense.
I smelled. You mentioned yesterday, Bib, that you smelled the incense in the Tribune lobby.
In the lobby.
Today, I walked in. I thought, I think I'm in a cathedral. It's going out into the lobby. It must be connected to the system that blows out into the lobby. But I'm telling you here, I lit my last stick from my original box of that.
Right. Uh-huh.
But then the package that Dave Novotny gave me, the vanilla, I lit that and my last stick together.
That was nice.
Oh. I'm wondering, there's a smoke detector in
the
ceiling.
It's like an opium den in there.
It really is.
Jeez.
If everybody comes in, Pete McMurray, he had a meeting that they canceled on him today. Talk about meetings. He had one, and they canceled it. So he came by. What the heck's that smell? It smells like my old college dorm room.
Dorm room, right.
Yeah. Brings back some good memories,
well,
doesn't it?
It's a little aromatherapy that's going on here. That's, and, you know, I think that works, don't
it
you?
It does. It soothes me.
It does.
And that
it
only happened because of the move, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you discovered those?
Well, I had them in my desk. You're right. But when I took everything out, I saw that.
Right.
I thought, I'll start lighting these mothers. I liked that as a kid, too. I always liked having a punk.
Oh,
do you have the? Do you remember those?
Remember that?
Did you have those? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd walk around all summer with those punks or pussy willows. We'd go down to the local creek and light those suckers up.
What are you, Tom Sawyer?
I think I was. Then I'd whitewash a fence and take a raft.
Right. Catch the barge on the Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know,
that's your summer.
You and your buddy Huck.
Sure. Huck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And old Jim or whatever that character was.
Yeah.
And now it looks all racist when you read that. But back in the day, that was what they did. That's how they talked.
Yeah.
Still do in some corners, unfortunately. So that was my day so far.
Wow.
If you come to the Trib Tower, you're going to, when you walk in the lobby, am I here or am I at Holy Name Cathedral? That's the smell.
Well, you know, I was reading the paper this morning, and there did seem to be kind of a mellower tone to the Tribune today. So you've permeated even the newsroom there with that, the incense.
Scott Stantis, the cartoon boy, will be up at 5 o'clock for the first time in several weeks.
Ask him how he's doing with it.
Well, he comes in, and, they're going to start cutting, and it's bad. Anyway, he did a video, and he sent it to me. He has challenged me on this ice bucket thing, which I am going to decline. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to give it. I was challenged with that, too. And I think anything that defeats ALS is well worth it. I remember John Drury going through that.
Is that what he had?
Yeah.
I talked about him yesterday because we got on a jag about the Kane County Fair, and I ran into him once there because he collected erector sets.
Oh, yes, that's
right. And
he
would go to these county fairs looking for erector sets.
Well, you know, we were both alumni of West Aurora High School, and he was the on our graduation, he was the guest speaker, and I was elected the class speaker. So I was scared to death, you know, getting up there at the podium and with John Drury coming in, and he walked in, everybody gets up and cheers and all the rest, because everybody knew who John was.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah. And so at any rate, he was, he got that ALS, and that, you know, that was just awful. That was terrible.
I didn't know that's what he died from, but no, nobody's questioning the fact that it's an ugly, debilitating disease, and I hope they find a cure like they should find a cure for everything.
Well, I'd rather give a check than pour ice over me, you know?
Jesus, this is becoming some kind of we are the stunt world.
Yeah.
Everybody is just...
I don't need a shower of ice. I'm more than happy to contribute to ALS. There's no problem there at all.
I got to tell Scott, and he'll probably be crestfallen when he videotaped it. He went to the 22nd floor here.
Of course.
Yeah.
And he's not in frame properly, and he introduces a woman who's holding the ice bucket, and her head's not even in the picture.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, come on, Scott, you should have looked at it after you did it and redone it, although you probably have one bucket of ice, and that's it. Somebody texted me and said, here, let's do this. Why don't we get some plastic ice cubes and warm water?
Right.
Oh,
who's
there's an
know?
Idea.
That's who's going to know?
That's a darn good idea.
Right?
Warm water and 4 ice cubes, even if they're real or not.
Who cares? Yeah. And then we've kind of picked up on the tone of the whole thing, you know, and yet we don't have to freeze and get wet. I need to go on the air, so I can't afford to get wet here, so...
That's my excuse.
Yeah.
I have to go on the air.
That's great. Sure.
But, Tom, as I mentioned last week, if everybody jumps in the lake. Are you going to jump in the lake too?
No.
Some of us have to be the resistance.
That's right.
With the blowback. We're not going that way.
No,
we're not taking the beaten path.
No, that's true.
That's us.
Although, you know, I must say, it is kind of fun to see folks dumping cold, you know, ice water on themselves. I mean, some of the people who have done it.
Who?
So.
Who?
Oh, I don't know. Just people that you wouldn't expect to be doing stuff like that, you know?
Well, they're caught up in the frenzy. Now they feel like, well, I can't say no. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Well, you
say no. I did it.
You have blazed a new path for us, Gary. So I'm going to make out a generous check to the ALS Foundation and save my clothing.
I wonder what other charities are thinking now because they see how this has become quite the storm. They're going to want in on this action. And what they're going to do, they're going to have to do some stunting.
Yeah.
Get awareness, and then it's going to be just one big America's Got No Talent situation all over the country.
We'll be wishing for the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah. he got criticized for being a little goofy or whatever, this makes him look like he's solid earth.
Yeah. Whose ideas? Who started this anyway?
It was a guy. What's the background of this?
There's a Boston College baseball player who was about 22 years old, and he wound up getting ALS. And so his friend, then the kid became an advocate for this, and they were trying to find a way to get more
money,
awareness, because he had gone up and spoke in front of Congress and did that whole thing, and nothing ever happened. So I think he saw that the challenge when you go into the ice in the lake.
The polar plunge.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then his friend came up, well, how do we do this without having to jump in the lake?
During the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
And there was also a sense of if you dump this cold ice on your head for a second, it's uncomfortable, and you maybe get a sense of what it's like to have ALS.
I see.
Or at least suffer.
But
you know,
is the idea that if you dump the water on you, you don't give to you don't have
well,
to
that,
get
that,
it?
Well, that's exactly.
That's the
see,
disconnect.
That's what I don't understand.
Technically, if you do the stunt, you don't have to send a check.
You don't pay.
So all these people are probably saying, I did the stunt. I'm not sending a check.
A check,
although they have received millions of dollars. So
$20 million.
Somebody's sending a check.
Well, that's good. Because I'm all for sending in a check. It's just dumping the water all over me. That's all.
But, well, at least I have a brotherhood with you all the way, Tom.
I know. Gary, we'll go down together, you know?
Somebody texted me yesterday about what we should do for irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, brother, I don't even want to go there.
That's what they're going for.
Yeah.
If you want to get awareness going there.
You can drink milk of magnesia or something like that, you know?
The people that are the PR department for breast cancer, hire them. Because they've got it. They know how to get that out.
Yeah.
And they are full force. So whomever's doing that, just hire them.
Yeah.
Do you see the pink ribbons everywhere? Yes. You see the NFL players wearing the pink shoes, the pink football.
Yeah, it's been a very effective
campaign. They made
that
work.
Baseball uses pink bats.
Yeah.
Yep. Do pink
There's your computer.
Bats.
You got it. Somebody said to me in a text, do you guys realize there's that... That little warning sound on your computer going over the air, and I said, that's Tom.
No, I've been trying to turn this thing down.
It doesn't
quietly.
Matter. It's not that
and it doesn't,
intrusive.
And apparently it doesn't turn down all the way. I was hoping you didn't notice.
It's so irritating. It's become endearing now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That means another weatherman got his wings.
That's
right. When you hear that sound.
Right. Or no, another weatherman got his forecast right. You know, that's something like that.
Or got canned.
Yeah,
Did you hear about your sister in pictures? Cheryl Scott, she's leaving Channel 5 because she wanted a full-time shift and more money. Well, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Right.
But as she should see, the landscape here doesn't change much on radio or television.
Yeah.
You're pretty much, except for me, who's been moved around or left, there's not much movement.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of stays put, which I wanted to do.
I don't know.
Many times. But things happen.
Yeah.
So she is leaving, and... You've been there 30 years.
Yeah.
Jerry Taft has been there probably at Channel 7 as long as you have.
Right, right.
And Brant Miller has been there for a long time.
Baskerville?
I don't see any of these guys thinking, I'm going to give this job up. Looks pretty sweet.
Well, I don't remember folks when we were coming along saying, I want the top slot and, or I'm going. Do you? I mean, that's a decision that's made.
These kids today.
Outside.
Well, I don't know. What she was thinking in that you're looking at.
There may be something already lined up, though, Gary, who knows?
Okay. But that's what went out into the press. Not that everything you read is believable, that's for sure.
Right.
A lot of this stuff, I should know, is rearranged for somebody's enjoyment.
Yeah. She does a very nice job.
Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah,
that's right.
When she and Dick Johnson and
Pete Sack
and Mike Adamly get on that set, that is magic
time.
Lauren Jiggets.
Television
You're
magic.
Talking a clinic. They're working a clinic there on broadcast.
Is your Rafer's leaving?
Yeah, yes. He's going to what, St. Louis?
Yeah, wants to do Hard News. It's going to be an anchor.
Oh, he's going to be an anchor.
Yeah.
He's not taking a sports job there.
I don't know.
Remember that's
what
his father did.
That's right.
Right.
Remember that?
For a while.
They switched
and then he
news.
Went back to sports.
But
right.
Tim did it in the same city where people had him locked down. People just don't want to let you breathe and do other things. So he's going to St. Louis to be an anchor, full-time anchor.
Wow.
How about that?
That's, yeah.
All right. Maybe well, Cheryl Scott can go down there and do weather. All right.
Gary, you ought to become a talent rep. You know, you
can. I certainly have learned.
Have all the
in my years.
Yes, you've certainly had experiences. That's for sure.
That's
Gary.
What I get for being too successful.
I know. That's it.
You're too successful. But get the hell out of here.
Hall of Fame.
You're trending at number three. That's
number three.
I'm trending
there
at number
we go.
Three.
Wow.
Thank
How
you.
How about that?
Just
that's
when
great.
You thought it was falling off.
I didn't think that. Maybe you did.
Yeah.
Or Cheryl Scott was thinking that, but right. not. No,
no,
not me.
No, that's
no,
it.
Sir, Senator.
Jeez.
And that voice is Leslie, and she has to do her thing because she's on a dual schedule. And then I'll come right back to you, Tom.
All right, Gary.
Well, Tom, that was a fun half hour, and I think, as we were joking, only the four of us heard it. I got a bunch of texts here, and I was just informed by the engineer that we weren't even on.
Oh, is that?
We're back on now. So if you want to catch that first half hour, we'll repeat at 7, and maybe you can fill in the blanks there. I thought it was pretty strong.
It's a lost episode.
And wow. Right, it'll be a DVD, CD insert.
I'm not sure we'd be able to recapture the same level of enthusiasm,
well,
enthusiasm or articulateness that
it's on,
we just displayed.
It's on digital or whatever they call it, and it will be there when if you listen at 7 or on the podcast.
Well, that's just as well, Gary. I made a couple of mistakes, so, you know, I'll go back and we won't have to, you know.
It's still on there, Tom. People will hear it, and I don't know what mistakes you're talking about.
No,
but
I'm just kidding.
Here's a text that came in. So is the Streamliner with Malaysia 370. I didn't think that was a good sign, and I got a bunch of those. Hey, what the heck? Where are you? I didn't know until the engineer just came in and said, we're back. I didn't know we were off. But the first half hour, I apologize.
Jeez.
It is there on the podcast if you want to check it out, or at 7 o'clock when we repeat the entire show.
Freeform, baby.
It's freeform, all right.
So
picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue.
I guess. Well, at least you've got the incense going, Gary, you know, so that calms the aromatherapy.
Yeah.
Makes everything mellow.
I don't know. It's experimental, I guess.
Remember with the FM stations where, you know, the announcer trying to sound very mellow,
right.
What they call it, progressive.
FM.
Yeah. Progressive rock stations.
Right.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what you're trying to sound like now?
No.
Is that what you're going for?
No. Gary, it wouldn't work for me. No.
As I've said for the last week or so, make Ebola your center point, your focus point, and then anything that's better than
great.
That, your day is okay.
Well,
let that be your starting point.
How about what happened to that journalist over at the hands
that ain't
of
good
those
either.
Animals over there? And is that amazing?
Well, that is obviously wrong. These people are crazy.
They are.
That's why I wouldn't go over there.
I know.
I just wouldn't go.
But on the other
because
hand,
because they don't. And I know Obama's come out and said how heinous and all. Yeah. But they don't care. That's why they do that stuff.
Well,
they're not wired like real people.
No, it's true. But on the other hand, Gary, if we don't have, you know, news people over there to tell us what's going on, you know, we don't know that these people, you know, they're doing that.
We send a drone?
I guess we could, huh? Maybe that's a way to do it.
That's Daniel Pearl?
Right.
Wasn't that
that's the first guy. Yeah.
And they beheaded him, too.
Right.
And these people, again,
they've got another guy in custody, too.
Yeah, they've got another second journalist.
But that's what they do. They don't have this is morally wrong. It's reprehensible. No, they kill women, children. They don't care.
What is this
take
thing
over
about
countries? They
beheading
don't
people. What's the because
that's
the magic
probably
of that? Is that because it's so
that's their bucket over the head
demeaning
stunt? Where if you're going to get attention, that's going to get the most attention.
Jeez.
And that's what's getting the most attention right now.
Yeah. They said they go into villages over there, and they just pull all the men out of the house, and they take them to a field and mow them down. And
by the way, we wore off at 3:06. And came back at 3:33.
Wow.
So that's 27 minutes of just in the simulator.
Because that's pretty much the whole thing. Because we didn't even do the spots today. So you came on earlier
for commercials.
Wasn't that the sequence where we were going to put in the time capsule?
That's kind of good because you were doing something with another station.
Yeah.
They started off with that.
Maybe I'm the one who screwed it up, huh? Because they... You know, they...
Tom, don't fall on the grenade. I don't know why it wasn't on. I don't know who's responsible. Yeah. This stuff is wired differently than
it is
other radio.
Yes.
It goes through different things.
Compressors.
Compressors and...
Servers.
And goes into a bank and then goes out.
Metadata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mining.
It's giga, biga.
Schmigabytes.
All that.
Intel chips.
It's amazing that more things don't go wrong every day with all the stuff that's going on.
Gary, I've got to tell you something. I've got to believe that with all these computers and our experience with them, we've probably launched nuclear weapons that they've somehow brought down or something like that. And we don't hear anything about it, because they don't want to scare anybody.
Right. But, one thing could chain react everything else.
Yeah. Remember that?
War Games. That movie, War Games?
I do.
Matthew Broderick?
Yeah. It was that was a sleeper. Nobody expected that to take off.
It was a
very
good
movie.
I'm on the elevator with him a few years ago, and I said, I got to tell you, I really enjoy it. And that was, I think, one of his first movies,
if not the first movie. That was the first one that brought him, yeah.
Right.
And I said, I really enjoyed that movie. And he was very humbled by it. I said, yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah. I think they really were surprised by that. And it was a great movie.
But the premise being, hey, one thing goes wrong in these computers, and you're launching missiles.
Oh, yeah.
Want to play a game.
Right.
And that movie, Failsafe. Remember that one with Henry Fonda?
Yep.
Scared the bejesus out of me because it's in black and white.
Yeah.
And then we bombed Moscow, and then we had to bomb New York on our own.
Yeah.
Right.
To make up
for
that.
Which made a lot of sense.
Yep.
And the president's wife was in New York.
Yeah.
So he killed his wife.
That movie's got to be 50-some years old, but that's the kind of stuff that can happen.
I know. It's amazing it doesn't happen more than it does.
But let me just recap. In the first half hour, Tom didn't know who was going to replace Lourdes on the 5 o'clock news anchor desk.
I know.
And I had cream-colored pants.
Right.
Years ago.
See-through in a rainstorm.
In a rainstorm.
Yeah.
And
Cubs rain delay.
Right. What happened there?
And what else? Suicide watch is when the big hand...
Right.
Yeah. Has a razor blade and is on the wrist of the other hand because they've got that mope in Indonesia on suicide watch.
Yeah, those two, yeah.
Well, I don't think they're wired right either. How can you kill your mother, cut her up, put her in a suitcase, and then you're thinking, oh, I'm going to kill myself? I don't think so.
Cut her up? Do they know?
Well, you're not going to fit in a suitcase like that whole.
You don't think you can bend her?
And there was blood on the outside of the suitcase.
But wouldn't there be blood all over the hotel room?
There probably was.
Remember, and they left it in a cab.
Right.
Somebody, the cab driver was going to open it up and say,
she seemed like a normal-sized woman.
Right.
You're not going to be able to bend her and put her in that suitcase like that.
And that's the second suitcase thing. We had that one up in Lake Geneva that happened not too long ago. And what is this thing about putting people in suitcases? I thought that only happened in the movies.
That's been the last year or so here. We've had two of these now.
Yeah.
The ones in Lake Geneva and this one.
It's a crazy world, isn't it?
And that girl's pregnant.
Yeah, and on suicide watch. So that's great. Sounds like
this is the
child's life is off to a heck of a start.
Yeah, this kid is gonna come out with here's what happened. Your mother.
Well, they say, you know what else they said?
Her mother.
I heard somewhere they said that they will allow her to raise the child in prison. There was something in one of the stories reported.
Right.
There.
She could have got the death penalty, and they would shoot her. That's how they do it over there.
Oh,
it's a firing squad.
So, in other words, do you think that's why she became pregnant, to try and avoid
squad? If this was all that diabolical and planned like that.
Yeah. That would certainly dovetail with the other weirdness that was going on there.
But that whole... You hear of these close-knit families, tight-knit families?
Yeah.
That's a loose-knit family. You have to have a loose-knit family. There's one.
Yeah.
The police in Oak Park had been to the house 86 times in about 9 years. Right there is about 10 red flags.
She would bite her.
Yeah, this
daughter would bite the mother.
This relationship was way off the rails a long time ago.
I know.
And these two should have been separated. And so she flies over to Indonesia, probably on the mother's dime. I heard they were arguing about who's going to pay the hotel room for her and the mope boyfriend.
Yeah, and they were staying at a luxury hotel over there, right?
Yeah, St. Regis.
Yeah, it's $600 a night.
Jeez. What was that all about? The whole thing is so weird. You don't know where to begin with
geez.
It.
Oh, jeez. This says this text. Oh, no, you're gone again.
Oh, no. Really?
Bill, are we gone
word.
Again? I'm going to save the good material if we are. Really? I got only so much. I've got to use the good
We're
stuff.
Spread this out.
I get the pages of the script back and put them back to the different times now.
Do you have that Ebola song, Keith, from yesterday?
Yeah.
Can you rack that up? I think I'll play that for a while.
We are bleeding out of the eyes.
We're
right
back
now.
Up. Oh, good. All right. That was just a brief moment.
Cut off. Unlike the ball game last night at Wrigley Field, you know, that went on till 1:30 in the morning, but. Yeah, and it sounds like they had something of a mishap. There's another example of apparently technology going on.
Okay, I got this text. All computers were down, AM and .FM is what someone said.
So
this is not just me.
It's a system-wide.
Something's going on. Wow. They have been sending memos the last few days. Hey, is your computer slow? Is anything going on? Because we've experienced this for a while, and we're trying to get ahead of it. So I don't know. If a squirrel has bitten through a cable, who knows?
Know.
It's still that one simple thing where a squirrel decides to bite through something and the whole eastern seaboard is in darkness.
There's a robin's nest
somewhere.
Yeah. That's
the future.
Well, look, if it rains and we lose TV reception, why should we be surprised that a squirrel could mess up the internet?
It could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this rain situation, might as well get a little forecast in here.
Yeah.
Is going to continue where you get the dump and then it goes away.
Yeah, there are a couple of waves. This is what we call this ring of fire pattern. This blazing heat down in the southern Midwest and the plains has these storm clusters running around its north periphery. And so every, 4 to 6 hours, you get another one of these clusters to come along. And daytime heating does it as well. So we've got a couple of little widely scattered ones that may pop this evening, much as they did last night, very scattered. And then late tonight, in the pre-dawn hours, there's something of a better organized wave coming through here. So there may be more numerous storm clusters in the early morning hours running over into tomorrow. And from time to time tomorrow, we're going to see storms. That'll hold off the real heat. But it looks like Friday we ought to be flirting with or in the low 90s, a little cooler at the beaches. And Saturday, they've got the winds turning off the lake. So I think we may see some low 90s inland, mid-80s at the lake, and then go into the 90s on Sunday and Monday. So this is quite a warm spell that is shaping up. It will have thunderstorms on the front end of this thing, and we'll get warmer after that. And it's going to be quite humid during all this as well.
Yeah, all the catalogs that are coming in are showing Halloween stuff. And you know that they're going to start putting Christmas stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know after Labor Day, and I just don't know where this summer went, after Labor Day, it's full press to Christmas. Yeah. And I am not up for it. I just put the stuff away. It takes, you get it out, and it seems like, there's not that much stuff. But putting that stuff away, how many baby Jesuses do we have?
I don't know.
And it's little stuff, so it has to be wrapped, and it's usually delicate because these little figures that I have, these Shakespearean...
Dickinson.
Yeah, Dickinson.
Not anti-Dickinson.
Dickensian. Shakespeare, he didn't do a Christmas...
No.
He wasn't marketing any Christmas stuff, was he?
No.
No, it was Dickensian.
Yeah, Dickensian.
All those things are so fragile, and you just look at them, and their feet fall off, and I'm
going
to go to Judaism, I think.
You're going to be getting a lot more of those Kincaid things coming up now, too.
I'm getting a Kincaid mailer every day. Oh, buy this for Christmas, this Thomas Kincaid angel in a tree, because Bibble bought me something and had it sent to me, so they got my address and they think I'm Gaga for Kincaid.
Well, I bought you two different Kincaid things, so you're a collector in their eyes now.
That Bradford Exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, every day. Yeah.
Well, what are they featuring for this coming holiday, Gary?
Between that and throwing the ARP stuff away, my garbage can is full. Do you pay attention to that ARP stuff?
I simply am not ready to deal with that yet.
I know, and they have not adjusted. They got Jeff Bridges on the cover. The new magazine.
They're sending these things out now when
you're 40. He's 64, though.
I understand that. Paul McCartney's been on the cover, Bruce Springsteen and all that. But it seems like they should adjust to the mentality of the baby boomer generation. They think the 50-year-old of today is like our parents, where they look like they were 50 in their high school yearbook.
You know, the thing
and we just don't want to admit it. It's still there, but we're trying to deny it.
Right.
And I came up with the son of ARP or ARP Jr.
Yeah.
So from 50 to 70, that they would cater to us.
Yeah.
And then, who would you put on the cover then?
You could put
ARP play. I mean, who are you going to put?
But it's ARP Jr. So you got Junior in there.
Okay.
You
it
still
doesn't,
put
doesn't feel
Springsteen
as,
and Jeff Bridges.
They're just not as old.
It's
How
son
about
of
Mick
ARP.
Jagger or Paul McCartney?
You know? Well, they're over 70 now.
I
so
know.
They're in the. So I'd have to dump them into the senior ARP.
That's it.
Middle ARP.
I guess they're good discounts and stuff, right?
I started getting those things in my 40s. And all I figured was.
40s? I thought at 50 is when they started.
I don't know why I started getting those things. But at any rate, I always figured they were looking for more members. You know, so they lowered the age limit or something.
Oh, that's really depressing.
It really is.
Yeah, here's Jeff Bridges, big smile. Oh, man. I understand it, but I don't want to give in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But their mentality is they've been out. I don't know how old this organization is, but they treat you like they've treated the 50-year-old of ever. Yeah. And our parents, at least my parents, I looked at their senior picture. They look all those people because they went through hell.
Yeah.
They look like they're 50 then.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they thought like they were 60.
And they did. And that's why they saved plastic and tires and stuff because they had a ration during the war.
Yeah, it's true.
Going in your parents' garage, they got all these tires. What are you gonna do with these? They're all bald. Because we couldn't have tires back in the war, you asshole. That's why. Now shut up and just go about your business.
I don't come to your house and tell you to throw your stuff out.
Mom, that's a little harsh on the language because they want to be FCC compliant here, and I got to use that word. I'm not on my dime. No, sir. No, ma'am. Are we off again, it says here?
Are you serious?
Wow.
Keith, can you check, or you don't care, right? You like this. You like seeing me suffer.
He's listening to Bill and Wendy right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather be listening to them. You know, at least they book guests. Piece of dog crap. I can do this at home. You jerk off.
Are we on?
Oh, yeah.
We're on?
All that. I don't want to say to those nasty words if we're on. Okay, that was for the off-air set.
Once again, bonus tracks
that's,
on the DVD.
Right. That's the extras.
Deleted scenes.
Yeah. It says here on this text, I started getting materials from ARP when I turned 25.
See
what do they want? What is that?
They want a bigger membership base.
But it stands for advanced age.
I know.
Really?
Well,
what does it mean?
Retired people.
Yeah.
Something retired people.
Right.
American Association of Retired People.
At 25, you're retired?
Well, you're to think ahead. That's
I guess you can't
idea,
get a job at 25. Might as well be retired these days.
Most people are at 25.
Yeah.
Right. So, they're encouraging us to think ahead and plan ahead.
I know,
right?
But isn't it? I mean, again, we all will end up in a box. I get that, but I don't want to have to address it any sooner than I have to.
You don't want to get 2-for-1 yogurt?
Yeah. Is that what they offer? I know they get hotel discounts,
is.
And then you get a tote bag. And
maybe you have been looking into it a little.
I see the tote bag offer because they have that insert inside the mat. It falls out when I'm getting ready to throw it away. I don't want a tote bag.
I think you get movie tickets, 2-for-1.
Yeah. When I'm out of town, I do take the senior discount.
Because
some of these places, it's 55 and older.
Right.
And I figure, oh, okay, I'll take it. It's half price.
Sure.
And you're buying clothes because there's no tax on it, so why wouldn't you take this?
And I'll just buy a big 72-ounce Coke.
But I feel actually bad because I turned 50 in January. I haven't gotten anything.
They are usually right on it.
I know.
The day you
I haven't
turn 50.
Gotten an email. I haven't gotten anything.
Is your wife doing what my husband did? And that's throwing
fooling around?
You don't know that for sure.
With each other?
With each other. I wonder why Leslie doesn't want to get together.
If he sees those in the mail for me, he throws them away so I feel
better.
See? Oh,
I'm not the only one. Tom does it. You do it?
No, I would stack mine and show them to my wife.
Yeah.
No.
Great.
She's older than me.
That's terrific.
But it is true.
I hope there's a severe beating this weekend in line for you.
No, but I feel everybody says, like Tom, that they were getting him in their late 40s.
Yeah.
And but that guy said 25.
Well, that's crazy.
He's getting somebody else's mail, I hope.
Yeah. No.
Are there good discounts?
I think there are.
I mean,
not good enough.
I mean, really good.
Right.
Can you buy a car for $100 or something?
No, I don't think so.
Then it's not a good discount.
Until I get a free car, I'm not joining.
I think for now it's just free donuts and stuff like that.
Well, isn't it some of that Alex Trebek term life insurance too?
10 cents a month, Colonial Penn.
Yeah. How depressing is that? If you're between the ages of 30 and 80.
Yeah.
30? Come on.
Well, then you can, and then they've got that final policy to handle your final expenses that kind of stuff.
But before
that's uplifting, to start.
That thing, Colonial Penn, used to be at least like 60 or 65. Now it's 30.
Well, I guess they're just trying to go for everybody.
Yeah.
It's
get
just,
everybody they
everything's
can.
So pushed where you can't really enjoy the moment. You always have to start thinking way in advance. I got to start thinking about Christmas in August or July.
Yeah.
Can I enjoy today?
Yeah, in your senior years at 45.
Right. Get ready because you're going to be using a bedpan pretty soon.
Right.
We have a discount on bedpans.
You're right.
If you want it.
I know. I couldn't bring myself to read it. It just, I'm the same.
We're
way
in
you
denial.
Are.
Baby boomers, just going to say it. We're in denial, most of us. And we just want to pretend. Because we have our rock stars still on tour, so we can kind of fake that we're not getting older.
Look, when they wheel Mick Jagger out, then I'll start thinking about it, But as long as he can get up on the stage and dance the way he does, and Paul McCartney and all the rest.
But we are a different thinking group than our parents were at our age.
Yeah,
well, the greatest generation actually embraced being older. I think they liked it. They like getting discounts. They used to like that.
Yeah, they like going in Florida to the early bird special, and all that.
Their kids don't want to be old, but I think they like being old.
All right.
Because they had to be older.
They had so much to go through when they were young. You're right. They got some hard bark put on them.
Yeah, I mean, half of these people didn't even graduate high school because they had to go to work to support their families.
Yeah. Well, we're not that.
Right.
That's why I'm saying they got to retool that. Tom, give me a forecast here. I'll use it at 6. Tom, what's the weather?
If we're still on.
Crapshoot.
Gary, a few widely spaced thunderstorms this evening, then better coverage storms late tonight, low 70, and then tomorrow night, thunderstorms at times. High tomorrow goes up to 85, cooler in the vicinity of storms, 73 tomorrow night. Friday, some lingering morning storms, then partly sunny and hot. We break above 90, except right at the beaches, where it'll be in the mid to upper 80s Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny. Hot, humid inland, 91, but mid-80s beaches. And Sunday, mostly sunny, hot, humid. Heat indices up around 100 and 93 on the thermometer. So some warm weather and 90s carry into Monday, it looks like, too.
Okay, Tom.
Gary, have a great one.
I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
All right,
Thank you. It's taxi driver Bob.
Yeah, you're getting kind of edgy today, aren't you there, Gary?
I want to see if you're paying attention.
The foul language out there. Come on, man.
Well, I have to. I'm just quoting my mother. I don't want to misquote her. She would be offended if I didn't use the right words.
Well, just rely on the whack pack. If I don't hear you, I'll let you know. Because they're just going to be messing with you on the text messaging. I can't hear you. You're going to be, can you hear me now?
I think we're good.
Yeah, you're good to go today, but it's getting kind of edgy.
All right, Bob.
Anyway,
is it upsetting? Are you put off by it?
No, not at all. It's just it's hard to get used to.
These are edgy times, Bob. We got craziness in our country, across the ocean. We got Ebola. It's a cocktail of craziness.
And it's a potpourri, that's for sure.
Yeah, so let's just hunker down and have some fun.
You too, Gary.
That's why
you have a great day.
Thank you, Bob. That's why I started burning the vanilla incense today. I had to go vanilla. When you go vanilla, you
never go back.
You usually don't go to Burberry or anything else.
No, you usually go someplace and try to get cookies afterward.
And you like the little candy bar.
Oh.
One of the listeners that won the crucifix gave me a bunch of little candy bars to give to Duffy for his candy dish. So I put some in a little candy dish.
Yeah, and everybody was wiping them out. It's those
have?
Dark chocolate Milky Ways.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, she
Holy
got the perfect assortment.
Smokes, those are good.
And those are like those real extra mini ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yeah,
not
so
like,
you don't feel like yeah. you're eating the probably 700 calories, just that little square. But
it should be guilt-free, but mine's in the freezer, so I can have it at just the right
time.
Oh, wow, you're going to break your tooth.
You're splurging. I'm Albert Nobbs on the People's Pleasure Ground. You can text me at 312-521-8600. That's the phone number, too. And Craig has used it as the phone number. What's up, Craig?
Hey, how you doing, Gary?
Good.
I just wanted to say, first of all, I've listened to you for a long time. I heard earlier in the week you were talking about alcohol and alcoholics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call and say I'm an alcoholic. I'm a functioning alcoholic. I don't see anything wrong with it. As long as you pay your bills, do your job, I really don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, it makes every day better. As far as hangovers, I don't ever have any.
No, that was my focus. How can you drink all that much and not feel like crap every day?
I never feel like crap the next day. I mean, actually, you know, the weekends I like to get up and just start drinking.
And what do you drink and how much do you drink per day?
I drink vodka and orange juice, and I drink probably a half of a 1.75 liter a day.
Are you married?
Which is the big bottle. Yeah, I'm married.
Your wife is okay with this?
She's okay with it.
Is she a drinker too?
Very little.
Yeah.
And but she does go buy me alcohol all the time.
Uh-huh. How long have you been an alcoholic?
Probably 10 years, maybe.
You have kids?
Two.
And everything's fine? You've incorporated this whole lifestyle into your family, into your work, and it works fine for you. I hope you don't drink and drive.
I'm not going to say I haven't ever. I mean, I don't know too many people that has never drank and drove. I don't make it a habit.
Okay, can we get that down to zero just to make me feel better? Do you live in the Chicago area?
No, I live around Champaign area.
Okay, if you could get that down to zero, that would probably help, I think, a lot of people. If you don't care about yourself, you mean you could kill somebody else.
Yeah, I realize that. I mean, I always have my wife drive when I've drank too much, but as far, you know, I know you guys are kind of joking around about it and stuff, but I mean, alcohol, I used to do drugs when I was younger, and I gave up the drugs, and when I gave up the drugs, I went to alcohol. You know, I can't live sober.
You can't?
Sober, no, living sober sucks.
And you don't feel you've destroyed any brain cells?
Oh, I probably have, but I mean, I've lived sober for a certain period of time, and it sucks. I mean, I'd rather live drunk or functionally drunk or whatever you call it. I mean, I probably had four or five vodka and orange juices today. I mean, I'll probably have three or four more today.
What kind of work do you do, Craig?
I'd rather not say.
And you show up every day, 40-hour work week?
50 plus.
Hmm. Okay, 50 well,
plus
I don't know how you do it. I mean, it seems like it would be hard after a while to function.
So functioning means he goes to work, pays his, I mean, that, what does that mean?
That's how he's defining his life, that he's a functioning alcoholic.
And hey, I wanted to ask you, Gary, before you let me go.
Yeah.
Do you remember Clyde?
Yeah, at the other radio station?
Yeah, he used to call you all the time. Have you ever heard from him in a long time?
No, when I left there, I think he kind of stayed with that program, but then I think he kind of fell off the earth altogether.
He was hilarious when you used to talk to him.
This was a black gentleman who would call, and if you heard it, you would say, wow, that's really inappropriate and offensive and racist. And at one point, we thought that he was putting us on, that he was basically just some white guy deciding that he's going to use this as his cover. And then we had him come to a remote. And he's an African-American gentleman and just gets off and doing that kind of stuff. But I haven't heard. This is over 10 years now.
I've been listening to you for a long time. I mean, I used to, I still do. But
remember West Side Renee?
Yeah, she was a black lady too.
She would call often, and she did call me here within the last year. I heard from her, and I hadn't heard from her in a long time, so it was good to hear her voice.
I just want to say, you know, I've been listening to you a long time. I think your show's great. I like that you went to the, you know, WGN.FM. It lasts a lot longer. It's a lot better than you being on the radio. So.
Oh, thank you, Craig. But if you could please, just for me, zero driving and drinking.
I'll do her.
Thank you, Craig.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Wow.
I'll do her.
Somebody said, is that Sling Blade?
That's myself.
Mm-hmm.
Function alcoholic.
I just, and I hear this from him and some other people that called the other day, where it doesn't have a hangover effect with all the alcohol they're consuming. Somehow they just keep drinking and it stays at that level.
They just have a certain buzz all the time.
I don't know how you sustain it. I just
I wonder. You didn't ask him how old he was, did you? I wonder how old he was.
What's the diff?
Well, I'm just saying, has it been, you know, he said he took drugs first.
I'm going to guess.
He came off of drugs. And then
I'm going to guess, just hearing the conversation, 50s.
50-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. So he'll be looking at his ARP magazine for liquor discounts.
I wonder what he does do, though, for a living.
Well, he wouldn't say.
Yeah, because there needs to be some proficiency unless, you know, he's answering phones or something.
He's probably a radio broadcaster.
That's easy.
Yeah, so with that, I can give him a pass because I've seen someone after that. I'm functioning. Hello. Yes, you are.
Hey, at least give him some credit. He knows. He's an alcoholic. Some people are drinking like him, and they say that they're not.
But then again, he's got kids, and I can't imagine that is a fit for raising kids. They are smart. They would know, right?
Oh, yeah. You know,
you can smell it.
I mean, my dad was no alcoholic, but we had this little bar. Every house had the little bar.
Sure.
And there was a whole rack of everything out there. Now, if I really wanted to, I mean, I could have easily started sneaking.
But they were more of a drinking generation, too.
Right.
The highballs came out if you had company.
My dad used to make pink ladies and grasshoppers for the ladies.
Yeah, but I hope he didn't slip anything in there.
No, but what I'm saying is I could have easily, when my parents weren't home, I mean, it was out. It wasn't locked.
Well, again, it depends on how you think about that stuff. It's the same with marijuana. People are going, now everybody's going to start doing marijuana. I don't think so. It's the same with alcohol. It's legal. Is everybody an alcoholic? No. I have no desire to drink every day, and I would have no desire to smoke marijuana. I just don't need it. I'm high on Jesus.
And I don't think that they're finding in those states like Washington or Colorado that there is an uptick of people.
They have done a study with the limited amount of time they've had doing legal marijuana there, and they said, actually, crime has kind of gone down in Colorado. I think I read that right. But still, they're going to need a little more time. It's still embryonic.
But I bet just the people who have always smoked it are smoking it. I don't think there's a big uptick in people who never smoked say, well, now that it's legal, I'm going to become a weed head.
You either have a pre-programmed mind to do it and you're already doing it, or it's just easier now because it's legal in those states for you. But just to take you off the fence, you've never had the desire to do it. Oh, I think I'm going to try it. Maybe, yeah, they're going to get some that will experiment with it. But overall, this is your group.
Right.
It's like they say the LA Kings have 18,000 fans, the ones that are at the game. That's it. They're not adding any more fans. LA is not a hockey town. You really don't get any more recruits. That's it. It's locked down. Is it the same with marijuana? Mike?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Gary.
My word.
Well, you know, I'm not Pat from Indy that does the really good Tom Skilling impersonation. But, hey, Jim, thanks for sending me the Dueling Ronnie's thing on Facebook the other day, buddy. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
And anyway, I just wanted to ask, I know Pat called in last week a couple days ago about the growlers, and he's drinking 8-10 beers and because he works out of his house. And I just wanted to know, is like everybody that's listening to you guys on TuneIn, are they all drunks or what?
It does seem like that, doesn't it?
Well, I'm sitting at home. I just, I listen to you guys. I live in Indiana. I live in Elkhart. So the show starts at 4. So I leave work. You guys have been on for a while. So I wait till I get home. So, yeah, I just got home. I cracked open a beer. But, the whole message, Gary, that you're sending about drinking and driving is right on, brother.
Well, yeah, I don't know why there'd be any argument on that.
Yeah, jeez. Well, I know, but you can't deny that there's a few people that are listening to your show.
I know, and it's absolutely reprehensible that anybody gets behind a wheel drunk.
It is, but anyway, Gary and Jim, you guys can't wait to listen to you every day, man. That's all I wanted to call and tell you, man.
Well,
appreciate the work.
Tell you that the first half hour was not going anywhere because something happened.
So, I know. I was on my smartphone, and all of a sudden it said that the it was trying to buffer, and then it went out.
It didn't buffer. It didn't. Suffer. It was a snuffer. That's what they call that. That's not a buffer. It's a snuffer. And we came back about a half hour after the show technically started. So what
is
you
that
missed?
Like a snifter?
Something like that. Snuffer? Now we're back to drinking again, aren't we?
Can I have some coffee?
A brandy snifter.
Well, hey, and by the way, I don't know if you want to mention this to Craig, but I used to listen to you guys on iHeart, and then, I heard you talking about TuneIn and your ratings on TuneIn and all that stuff, but maybe I'm just technically challenged, but when I got a new phone the other day because I broke mine, and I downloaded the iHeart radio, and I cannot find your show. It's just WGN. It's not WGN FM, and you can get podcasts for Cochran and all that crap, but I can't find you guys.
Keith, can you help this man out? What is he doing wrong?
On iHeartRadio, if you search for WGN FM, you should be able to
find FM.
No problem.
I did.
He said he did.
I swear I did. And I'm not that technically inept,
Well,
give it a try.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Let me ask Leslie, because she can do all that stuff, and she does kind of monitor things in her room. I'll ask her to try to find it. That's the person who comes in and tells me where I'm trending, because she can look that up very fast.
All right. Well, when I'm addressing Mr. Toronto, I refuse to call him Bibble. He's still Elton Jim to me. I'm sorry.
Whatever. You two seem to have struck a little
here. He emailed me, because remember the interview that we did with Santo on? He wanted a copy of it, so I sent him.
No, we've made a love connection here.
Well, I haven't put it on YouTube yet, Jim, but I'm going
to. Oh, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Talk to you later. Bye.
312-521-8600, text and phone number. This text, you're killing my buzz. You're harshing my mellow.
You're bogarting my joint.
Marijuana doesn't cause liver disease either. Okay, there's a selling point if you're up for it. Are we legal yet in this state? What's happening?
Are we medicinal?
Are we just medicinal?
Oh, we're only medicinal.
Right, but are we medicinal now, or is that the first of the year? Has that started?
I thought it was supposed to have happened by now. Because they were talking about where the locations would be. Yeah, because it's past June or July now. I mean, I know that it was supposed to be sometime in the middle of the year, but we're almost in the fall.
Okay.
Well, you know the way it is here.
This will be the state that will go recreational and lose money on it. Watch. Because they can't figure out how to make money on anything here. We're so in debt.
Well, there was a great interview yesterday in the Sun-Times with, remember Ed Kelly, the former head of the park districts during the old Mayor Daley? He's 90. He's still alive. And they did an interview with him.
Oh, that's how they did the interview.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a seance.
And he was saying how, He goes, I feel sorry for Rahm because he inherited something that was so screwed up, and he's going to be feeling this for many years to come. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Rahm's going to have a real challenge getting reelected.
Yeah, and they say now Karen Lewis maybe get $1 million from the teachers.
Don't underestimate this woman, because in the polls, and these polls are usually pretty accurate. Plus, he's not very popular with anybody. I mean, 35% popularity.
He's got $8 million, though, and that.
Okay, and we know how politics runs in this city, where it doesn't matter what we think. People get in that they want to get in.
Hello.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Gary.
Hey.
I just want to charge you and Elton for my cell phone.
Why?
I threw it up against the wall when I couldn't get you for about a half hour.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll knock it in.
Yeah, no, I figured it was, a cell phone. And
no, don't assume that, because with this stuff, it can get tricky.
Damn Apple.
Damn Apple. Damn.
Damn Steve Jobs.
Damn him. And his successor.
Yeah.
Damn Genius Bar.
Yeah, I know.
Damn Wozniak.
I'm part of your, I would like to be part of your whack pack. I've called frequently, so.
Yeah. Well, it's still building. Anything's possible. I don't know where we're going to whack next. We don't have any remote set up. I did throw my hat in to do a Ravinia remote, figuring the season is going to be over pretty soon. I want to see if I can get out there, but I haven't heard back on anything.
And you do still the Gary Christmas, right?
Well, that's going to happen one way or another. If I have to do it on my own.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Be careful. Gotta throw what you say.
Got to throw me a bone.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
No kidding.
Come on. That's tradition. That's at the top of the Hancock, holidays,
I know,
Ursula.
Ursula.
I mean, it's all of my stuff.
Ursula.
Yeah.
Ursula.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny from Michigan. I'm going to get him over there.
You going to bring him up?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
He deserves a Christmas little pop.
As long as you don't mind sharing it with Bill and Wendy and Steve, or Steve Cochran and Pete McMurray, it should be fine.
Where did they say they wanted me? They wanted me to do something, and they did present it like that. Hey, it would have been with you and Bill and Wendy.
Weird.
And I thought, what is that going to prove?
Oh my God!
That's like Hamas and Israel.
You know what? AM is dead. I mean, I turn on AM, and they come on, and I throw up on my shoes when I'm driving.
Now I owe you a pair of shoes, too.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, and I don't want to bite any hands here that have fed me and might still feed me in the future, but I would be worried because I'm reading all this stuff in the trade publications about AM just really getting the bejesus knocked out of it. With Disney selling all of their AM properties because they're done with it. They said they just can't make a go of it. And the BMW that's not going to have AM in it, the electric BMW. And it's going to be a battle here.
Aren't they like CBS?
What?
Disney? CBS or
ABC? No.
Big channel?
No, Disney is Disney. They did own ABC at one point. But
okay.
It's their Disney, the kids' stations, whatever those are.
Right.
Might not be a big loss to any of us, but it's a sign mixed in with everything else, and the trade publications are really putting up the red flags here about we got a full-on assault happening. We got to reverse that.
Well, I am so glad. Well, I am and I'm not. I'm very glad you're in your format that you are. A lot more people have to realize where you are. You just have to get a name out.
Yeah.
You need a billboard, Gary.
Yeah.
And
sure. Yeah, that's become
rubbing salt in the wound.
A massive joke.
Yeah.
I tried my darndest. I met a guy that owns a billboard company, Windsor Outdoor. It's, I think, the largest independent billboard company because all these billboards are owned by big corporations for the most part.
Of course.
So I would go to lunch with him. I said, okay, let's get something together. Can you give him a discount? Because I know they don't want to pay full freight. Well, I'll work something, and I'd introduce him to the management, the three sets of management I've worked under here over 5.5 years.
And they threw up all over their shoes.
And they seemed interested, but then never got any traction because the company was in bankruptcy, so they had a hard time pulling the trigger on anything. And yay. What happened to the days when
politics?
Hey, you guys are taking 20 people to Maui for a week.
Yeah.
How about those days? I'm glad at least I got to experience those because nobody's getting that anymore.
Not at all. You and Jim, you're doing a great job, Gary.
Thank you. We're putting a patio in at his house. And it's coming along very nicely.
Is a billboard that big of a deal? Is it that
as far
expensive?
As what?
Is it that expensive?
Depends on the location, how long you want to have it up. Yeah. But then again,
but in the grand scheme.
I think one of the other components was, Eric, I know you're there, hang on. They didn't want to just give me one and not anybody else. They thought there might be some friction there. And I thought, okay, well, why don't we get one to promote the morning and the afternoon show? And I tried every angle, believe me. Eric?
Gary, Elton, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Elton was talking earlier about families that had liquor carts or liquor cabinets, and I grew up in that same era. Actually, I turned 51 yesterday, so I pretty much grew up in the, you know, late 60s and early 70s, and that's what I remember. You know, we'd go to a friend's house or a relative's house, and they would have a, you know, a liquor cart that was used only for guests, and that's how it was in our house, too.
Did you see the ARP magazine with the liquor cart discount?
No.
Do they feature a liquor cart in ARP?
I'm proud to say I'm not an ARP member quite yet, but I'm sure I'll be getting stuff in the mail.
You should get that. On the day I turned 50, they started sending that stuff.
One of my buddies just turned 50, and he told me this. He goes, did you get your ARP card yet?
Yeah.
Said, ARP card? Come on. So anyway, but if you recall a lot of the episodes of Bewitched, that was the first order of business whenever Larry Tate would come over to, you know, Darren Stevens' house. You know, it could be 9 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, Darren, how about that martini?
If you watch Mad Men, it's set in the 60s, all their offices have that drink cart. Whenever they go from one office to the other, you want a drink? It's 10 in the morning.
I know it. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. My dad worked downtown in, you know, the late 60s and early 70s at the Merchandise Mart. He was, you know, a white-collar businessman, and he was not a drinker by any means, but on Mondays, that was the office day. And they would meet, you know, get to work at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, meet with the friends, and they'd say, well, it's 9:15, time to go to breakfast. And it would be a liquid breakfast of, you know, screwdrivers and Bloody Marys, come back, figure out what's for lunch. They do a little bit of work, figure out what's for lunch, and then go and have a liquid lunch someplace.
That was the
norm.
That was the theme in radio advertising, too, in the 70s and 80s. It was legendary, and some of these sales guys in town were known to go to the Palm restaurant at about 11:30 and be there at 2:30, completely juiced up. And the radio business was so flush. And the station this guy was working at was so popular, all he had to do was sit at the phone for a few hours, take some orders, and then go have his liquid lunch. And that was the deal. And drinking that would go on in this business.
Right. And then, you know, and the ironic thing is that may have been a typical Monday for my dad, but he never touched the stuff in front of the kids. I can never remember ever seeing him drunk, you know, either at a family function or anywhere. Yeah. But that was just, you know, the way they conducted business. It's like, all right, well, let's go meet at, I guess there was a restaurant called Chances Are a long time ago, if that rings a bell.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It was really popular, and that's where a lot of business people would go to have their liquid lunch and conduct business over drinks.
All right, Eric, I want you to go have a fuzzy navel and enjoy the afternoon. Speaking of drinking, Joe, red or white?
Yeah, I know, because I'm a drunk.
That was off air. That was a DVD extra.
Okay.
Joe, I don't blame you. I'd be in your situation, too, at this point, doing the white or red.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
You weren't? All right, then Bibble's going to apologize to you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sounded a little tipsy.
Well, no, I wasn't.
Okay,
the same could be said about you, Jim.
It was nothing was meant in any harm.
Hey, Joe, let's go with this. Bibble hates everybody, feel like you're being... Singled out.
No, as I've always said, if I make fun of somebody, that means I really like them.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm paying attention.
Exactly, yeah. Don't take offense.
Hey, Joe doesn't really like me that much either, so.
Really, you hear how he mocks me.
That's my routine. I get up from the couch, go to the table at 3 o'clock, I get a glass of wine, I sit down, play solitaire for therapy purposes.
Yes.
And listen to you.
That's what I like. Hey, Joe, I talked to Brian today. Brian set Joe up with her system to listen to the show, and I think he and his wife are going to go out to lunch with you sometime in the near future.
For dinner, they asked me for lunch or dinner or whatever.
So that'll be nice.
That would be nice if I'm, I don't know, I might be, tell you the truth, I might be back in the hospital again.
For what?
They might have to do a shoulder and a knee replacement on me.
Jeez. Didn't you have something replaced?
Yeah, my left side.
Your left side?
My shoulder and my hip.
You have a replacement shoulder?
Yeah, on my left side.
That's uncommon. That's one of the harder joints to replace.
That's why she couldn't put the seatbelt on in the car.
Right. You know what? That one doesn't bother me at all. It's my right shoulder now.
Oh.
So when they replace the shoulder, it works fine?
Yeah, I can't lift it up, but somebody says stick it up. No, there's no problem. No, I couldn't do that.
Stick them up. I can't. I got a bad shoulder. Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't. No, I couldn't do that. But I might have to go back in again.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah. But, you know, the reason I called is these people are calling about drinking and all stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an uncle, my two aunts, older aunts, got a call, and they had to go get him. He lived out in Kenosha. And if you saw somebody that was really a drunk and drinking bad, I never saw a skeleton except in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like. No skin.
No skin.
Hardly any skin and all bone.
Because of the drinking.
Because of the drinking. We took, I don't know, we cleaned the whole apartment out. I don't know how many bags of booze and stuff we took out of there. And we took them to Great Lakes, for one thing. First, we fed them. But his two older sisters asked me to drive them. I took off from work, and I drove them to Kenosha, you know. But I tell you, although I was really mad at him at the time, he wasn't my favorite uncle to begin with, and he got worse. And I said that, you know, when we went out to eat, he didn't really want to eat.
No, because a lot of these guys, their whole system is screwed up, so.
They're really, I mean, a skeleton, I've never seen a regular person that's living with just bones.
Just bones.
Just, I mean, really, it was just like somebody put saran wrap over his body.
Oh, great. And you're cleaning all the booze bottles up?
That was the worst. I've never seen that before.
Well, I...
And that would scare you. I tell you right now, that would scare anybody.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well...
You know, and we took him to eat. He did eat, but I had to... Well, I told him, man, give him a shot. He's got to have some booze in him now. And so we took him to Great Lakes, and then that was it.
I think that guy was right. Everybody that's called has been drinking or thinking about drinking. I don't blame you at this point. The world is upside down.
Well, the weekend starts on Wednesday now, so.
But he had to have something to drink then. And I knew that.
Yeah. All right.
You have to give it to them in order for them to eat.
Right. Right.
But that's the only thing I knew how to do. But boy,
right.
It's not a nice thing to see, though.
I'll bet.
It isn't. Well, he did die, but not shortly after that either.
Okay, Joe, I got to go to Leslie for news, but keep in touch.
I just want to let you know about that. You know, people should know it's not a pretty picture.
I don't disagree.
You know. Okay. Take care.
Thanks, Joe. Here's Leslie.
President Obama today condemned the execution murder of American journalist James Foley by militants of the Islamic State. He called the group a cancer. Meanwhile, British authorities are working with U.S. intelligence to identify the masked person who performed that beheading. In light of the fact he spoke with a British accent, among worries that more British youths are heading to Syria to join ISIS in the conflict. A patient in California is being tested for Ebola. Blood samples from the patient at a North California hospital are being analyzed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to rule out the deadly disease. The person in question is being kept in isolation as a precaution. And nearly a dozen people were injured in a crash this afternoon on the south side. A car rear-ended a CTA bus at 71st and Paxton. The driver of the car and a number of bus riders were sent to several area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
Was the bus full of bus drivers? You know, like on an airplane where they got the deadheaded pilot.
All the
these are bus drivers were deadheaded. You said the bus drivers were
the driver of the car.
Yeah, you said bus drivers were.
Oh, bus riders.
Oh,
you said bus drivers.
Oh, right. I thought, well, it's a busload of bus drivers.
The riders on the bus went to the hospital.
Oh, wait, we're not on.
Great.
This is not on. Just practicing. Gary Meyer on the 50-million-watt streamliner. 312-521-8600 is the text and the phone number. I was looking at some previous notes I had taken. And let me see the date on this one. July of last year. I had this note, build pyramids in Gary, Indiana. I was looking for ways to jumpstart Gary, Indiana, and I had mentioned putting a naval base or some kind of military base there because it's right there on the Great Lakes, and it's in the middle of the country. It needs a jumpstart of something big, not just a Michael Jackson museum. And then I see that I had written this down. Yeah, how about let's go to Gary and see the Great Pyramids?
The Great Pyramids of Gary.
The Pyramids of Gary. Hey, you laugh, and I'm glad you did because I know I've been mocked for other ideas I've had, and then I see this today. This idea I had has got to be 10 years old at this point.
Oh, so this predates your WGN?
Oh, yeah. I remember saying this 10 years ago at least.
Really?
When there's a car accident, people slow down. It's off to the side. People slow down and do the looky-loo, and it really screws up traffic. I said, well, why not get some kind of inflatable screen and put it in front there so there's nothing to see, and then you could even sell advertising on the screen. It's a portable billboard.
I don't think I mocked that one.
Well, I don't know if you did, but I think other people.
Oh, okay.
I've been mocked all over the city.
Oh, so it's been more than me that has been mocked?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at least I'm okay.
Right.
Because I felt bad after a while. That I was finding
you mock
so many
what
of
you
your,
don't understand,
right.
Whomever you are.
Which is most of your ideas.
So I see this today. More than 3,000 screens have been bought by the Highways Agency to stop drivers in England rubbernecking when passing motorway accidents. The partitions will be put up to deter drivers who slow down to look at crashes on the opposite carriageway and therefore slow down the traffic altogether. The
idea.
Government said the screens would keep the motorways flowing. Okay, I said this, and you're an idiot, or whatever it was. So mark the pyramids in Gary, Indiana, in 10 years when the pyramids start going up.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's not an if, it's a when.
You need something outside the box to get things stimulated. That military base idea, you have to admit, now I know... We have Great Lakes still. Is that functioning?
I think it's still there, right?
But
in some form.
These days, you can't have too many military bases in the country. And that's why...
Well, just watch the news.
I say bring all our soldiers home from the 175 countries we're in. There are only 192 on the planet. We're in 175 of them. And then put them in the base here in Gary and some other places and just protect this country. Let's just ring the country with our military, and then if these idiots are going to come after us, they got to go through that. No more sending people overseas, and these people hate us anyway, and they can never get right after we help them. So screw them.
We really do have to rethink that whole idea of being kind of the policeman of the world because it's
whack-a-mole.
Not working anymore.
It's whack-a-mole. Whenever we straighten one out, another one pops up. And what do we get out of it? What is our payoff?
I mean, we did get attacked, so you can't say, well, our security. Well, no, that's been proven that it was vulnerable. So we've gotten attacked on our shores, so you can't even point to that anymore.
I want to see when I'm flying into the East Coast from, if I'm overseas, or say from Hawaii, and I'm coming towards the California coast, I want to see
giant
aircraft carriers just lining the whole coast. That's the start. And then our military's all over the country. From these other countries, we have what? How many thousands of troops in Japan still?
Oh, we've
Korea, thousands
everywhere.
And what good does it do us? What do we get? Do we get the 6 foot tall pillows from Japan as a courtesy?
We don't even get, like you just said, everybody hates it. Even the places that we help don't like us.
No, for some reason.
So
we
don't even get like a little slap on the back.
This Afghanistan thing, this Iraq thing, where are they going with that? When we leave, and we're going to have to leave at some point, can't be there forever, although we do stay forever, it seems. So what are we going to do, and how do we pay for that when we got things in this country that need to be fixed?
Do you think, though, if we had that, say we never went into Afghanistan, we never went into Iraq, so there's $3 trillion. Do you think that 15 years later, 13 years later, whatever it is since 9/11, that we would have spent that $3 trillion to beautify or better this country? I bet you we wouldn't.
That's a sad point.
We wouldn't have
even
new bridges.
Even if we had that
$3
trillion. But that's the funny thing about this Obamacare. If we took that $3 trillion, we could all have the best health insurance ever. And we wouldn't squawk. It's because we don't have the money really, or whatever the excuse is. But healthcare, I've got a friend who's been in the hospital over 3 months. I can't imagine.
Straight.
I can't imagine what his bill's going to be. And you hear these figures when somebody goes into the hospital for 2 or 3 days, it's mind-boggling. And when you get a prescription, unless you have insurance, it says on the little envelope, the envelope, I should say.
The envelope.
Your insurance saved you $800. $800 for this?
For five pills.
And that's what it is.
And he's, so whoever this friend is, you've got somebody, not only is he in there every day, but I'm sure he's taking tests. So it's not just the room.
Right.
Cost.
Had surgery.
It's all this other stuff.
Gonna have rehab and all this. Oh. And I can't imagine what the bill's going to be, because as I've used the calibration that I have used in the past, as my father went in to have the heart valve one day, didn't live through it, $50,000. That was 23 years ago. $50,000. Okay, so what am I saying that doesn't make any sense? 312-521-8600. I'll dash onto the phones if you want to call. This whole military thing is just mind-boggling. You can't win in these places. They're not of the thinking like we are here.
Especially when you see this kind of beheading. These are people that are not wired the same way.
Well, after we popped Osama with 20 Navy SEALs and 2 helicopters, you think, okay, then what were we doing there in Iraq for all those years with all of our military? Guys getting killed, maimed, whatever. And here, 2 helicopters, some intelligence, 20 Navy SEALs, done.
But it seems that
Osama,
we can...
have you seen Zero Dark Thirty?
Yeah.
Osama. And then they just popped him with the silencer.
Peeks out over the thing.
Right, grabbed all his junk in his villa, which is the biggest dump.
He had didn't he have a VCR like on a car table?
Yeah, with all the wires exposed, like your first apartment.
He couldn't even get somebody to like hide the wire.
It was VHS, I believe he was working. That's a great movie. Have you seen the movie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I wonder where they filmed the villa, what they used as the villa. Because it looks just like the one that he was in.
I don't think they went to Pakistan.
They recreated it on some Hollywood lot.
I'm going to bet that they didn't go to Pakistan and use it.
I don't know. It looked pretty authentic. Although that's Hollywood magic for you.
Hey, they made you believe that Moses parted the Red Sea, so come on.
I wanted to get some of those night vision goggles. I don't know for what, but they sure look cool.
They are cool. They are neat. I mean, I remember in Silence of the Lambs, she was wearing those, or he was wearing those, and watching her going through the different. That was one of the first times that those were in a movie.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I don't know why you'd use them, but they are neat.
Those guys are studs. Just threw him in a bag, got out of there. Boom.
It would have taken a few hours.
Well, the whole operation, when it got to that point, yeah.
Right, that's what I mean.
But it was a lot of intelligence beforehand to trace that down.
When the helicopters took off, what was it, 2-3 hours?
Probably.
Yeah.
And we have Geronimo.
10 years later.
I think that was the code name.
Yeah, that was
it. Geronimo.
Right.
We have Geronimo. They didn't really show the guy's face, whoever the actor was. They were very, I don't know why, they were very careful about not showing a full-on face shot of this guy.
Because you didn't want to
stir things up? Okay.
You know, what would have happened.
What, the actor would have been threatened?
No. Then the movie would have been, would have been...
Gratuitous?
Well, no, I'm sure that if around the world, then if it was shown in some theaters, then people may have bombed the theaters because you were defacing. Who knows? Why open up the door to that? That was pretty risque to begin with. I mean, the fact that they even did a movie about that,
Yeah, and there was no trouble after that.
No, but I think if you started to show the thing and get really graphic, then who knows? It doesn't take much for these guys to get riled.
Okay, 312-521-8600.
Well,
that's the idea I had about the screens for traffic accidents,
so
and there it is in England.
So now what's on that, according to your idea? Because they're not really saying what
they're doing. My idea was, I don't know, they don't have any picture.
Yeah, they don't really say.
Total cost of these in England was $3.8 million, each set costing $36,000. But then I said you could run advertising on them. As soon as they inflate, you got thousands of cars going by.
Are yours inflatable or are theirs inflatable?
Let's see. I don't know.
Yours is inflatable, right?
Well, they're not going to carry around big walls. You got to have them inflatable.
Why have them like those Chinese? Don't they have like those Japanese things you could dress behind?
You know, floor screens?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure those would last more than one time.
What, do you think that those are inflatable?
I don't know if they say if they are, but they've got to be.
Why, you just carry them on a big truck.
Yeah. No, mine are inflatable.
Yours are inflatable. So you can... And what does it say? Nothing to see here?
Or yeah, keep moving. You bored? Come on.
But that is, I mean, that is not, I never left at that because that is a very good, because okay, people
10 years
stop
ago I had
for
that.
Nothing.
Yeah, and it screws traffic up every time.
Even now.
Even if it's just somebody getting a ticket.
Well, the worst part is it's now sometimes those tow trucks are just on the side. They put their lights on for some reason. There's not even a car there.
And then people will
and
slow
people
down.
Slow down.
Yeah,
look
slow down for anything.
At the tow truck.
Lisa, on the blower.
GM.
Yeah.
When I'm not listening to you guys, I listen to NPR. And one of the few stories that they did that didn't start with hammering yesterday was...
They always start with hammering. And now let's go to Liberia and you hear hammering.
Well, this was about military families. So guys, families of people that enlist and how they have to go to food banks to supplement the food that they can buy with what little income the military pays them. So mm-hmm. Where is all of our military money going to if we're not even paying the, the soldiers?
That whole veterans hospital thing where these guys can't even get the health care adequately. The whole thing is screwed up. And the reason I know we're in 175 countries is because, and you'll hear this football season, you'll get Joe Buck or Jack Buck or Pass the Buck. And we'd like to say hello to our military in 175 countries. I looked it up. I thought, how many countries are there on the planet? 192. We're in almost every country.
And they'll send them pizzas on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo.
Or they'll go there for the buffet. Oh, yeah, there's a secret mission. Joe Biden just went to Iraq and didn't tell anybody.
Just doesn't make any sense. We just can't afford it.
I just wanted to feed your fire.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wow, so you and NPR. You're
okay, what do you think about the pyramids in Gary, Indiana? Pyramids.
Who's going to make them?
Local people. Will employ people that are unemployed.
Oh, wow.
Making the Great Pyramids.
The Great Pyramids of
Gary.
The Gary
I'd love
pyramid.
To be coming into Midway and see the pyramids off to the side, because they go right over Gary into Midway.
Yeah, nice Sphinx.
Yes.
Right in the front.
What do you Sphinx about that? That's their new slogan.
Could we do actual burials there?
Oh.
Seems like you could get people to definitely pay for it by saying, let me be buried
the
inside there.
The Great Pyramids of Gary Cemetery.
Uh-huh.
So see? Now, instead of a mausoleum,
just go into a pyramid.
You're into a pyramid.
It's super cool. It's a throwback.
And your name is, like, drawn in hieroglyphics?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Here's the slogan off the text here from Robert. Come to Gary to see our pyramids and Leon Spinks. Well, you're working it. I like that. Yeah, I'm not as dumb as I look. Got to do
Are
something.
Are his followers Spinkers?
Oh.
Watch your mouth.
Wow. I said Spink.
Gary, Indiana has been in ruins. I was over there in the late 60s, and I was frightened because it was just bad.
Were you a community organizer? Why were you
I was
there?
A community organizer. And... it was bad then, and it hasn't gotten any better. And I'm thinking, okay, it's been 40-some years. When do you think you're going to get around to fixing this? You think something's going to drop in the sky? And then they do stuff when the Bears were maybe thinking of relocating, and Gary threw their hat in the ring. And the field that they wanted to put the stadium in was old tires, overturned cars. At least clean it up. Bake some cookies when you're trying to sell something.
Just for that day, at least.
That's not how you sell something.
Curb appeal.
Well, they still haven't built the Michael Jackson Museum. And remember 2 or 3 years ago when they all went over there to announce that?
Okay, that's not going to do it.
But even that didn't get done. And that's not going to do it, but that didn't even get
done. Right. That's what I'm saying. How many decades are you going to go before you wake up and think, we got to do something here? We're a mess.